help the macular sufferers revealed. Two new ways of assisting patients with macular degeneration are currently being discussed and promoted. Here, the Macular Society charity passes on its knowledge of the procedures, red light, and a miniature telescope implant. Firstly, red light has been shown to improve declining eyesight, with one particular study showing promise for patients diagnosed with dry age-related macular degeneration. Professor Glenn Jeffrey from University College London Institute of Ophthalmology said the cell's battery system, mitochondria, and the ability of red light to recharge them as they age. Mitochondria are found more in the retina than anywhere else in the body because our eyes use a lot of energy. Professor Jeffrey was involved in a year-long study to assess the potential for red light to slow the progression of dry macular degeneration. Although the findings were inconclusive, because they were unable to assess patients for a long enough period of time, two-year results from a recent USA-based study showed that deep red light significantly reduced the rate of progression of intermediate macular to late stage dry macula, otherwise known as geographic atrophy. Talking about this LightSide 3 clinical trial, Professor Jeffrey said, very significantly, the patients that were selected had relatively early disease, and it has shown with that team that the rate of geographic atrophy in the eye is reduced. It didn't stop the disease, which I think is a very important point. It didn't give people back what they'd lost, but it was reducing the rate at which cells were dying, and we know that red light can do this. There are a number of commercially available red light devices for patients in the UK. However, Professor Jeffrey has urged people to take caution before seeking them out. Many are making unreasonable claims. You do have to be careful, he said, insisting people should avoid any red light devices which include the word laser. This red light doesn't solve macular degeneration. Some devices might help to slow it, but we have to be very cautious and we have to keep our expectations relatively low, he warned. The benefits of red light treatment to boost mitochondria in general has been proven when used in the mornings with exposure only needing to be for 3 minutes, 2 or 3 times a week. Secondly, eye surgeons in Newcastle have become the first in the UK to give patients with late-stage age-related macular degeneration a pioneering new eye implant. Consultant vitreoretinal surgeon at the Royal Victoria Infirmary, Sandro Di Simplicio, successfully implanted a miniature telescope which magnifies images so they can be seen by parts of the retina around the macula. The Samsara Visions Sing IMT is a tiny telescope, just 10.8 millimetres in diameter, and is designed to reduce the effects of macular degeneration. As part of the procedure, which takes around 15 to 20 minutes, a small incision is made into the eye, similar to cataract surgery, and the telescope is then implanted. Patients recovering from surgery then undergo a rehabilitation program working closely with low vision specialists and occupational therapists. Mr. De Simplicio said, "It is fantastic that we are the first hospital in the UK to be able to deliver this treatment to patients with end-stage macular degeneration. This procedure is transformative, and we know from other studies carried out across the world that those treated can, for example, see the faces of family and friends again, read, watch TV, paint, knit, or work in the garden." What is the implant and how does it work? The Samsara Visions Seeing IMT miniature implantable telescope is a medical device designed to help patients with late stage AMD regain their vision. It works by magnifying images in the center of the vision, allowing patients to see objects more clearly. The telescope is implanted in the eye through a small incision similar to cataract surgery. It enlarges images so they can be seen by the intact parts of the retina around the macula. The Seeing IMT is not a cure for late stage age AMD. It will not restore your vision to the level it was before you had AMD, and it will not completely correct your vision loss. Who is eligible for the procedure? The eligibility criteria for this procedure are very strict. It is only available to patients with late stage AMD. Anyone who has had cataract surgery will not be able to receive the implant in that eye. It is recommended that those who are suitable for the treatment have a discussion with a clinician to determine if this procedure is a viable option for them. Would you like to know if you are eligible for this procedure? Contact the team through sarah.pickering@nhs.net.